Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, or you just would rather just email a brother, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I'd like to hear from you. Your questions, comments, concerns. Everything that you got going, I want to share. You know, we can talk a taste on it and see what's happening. Also, if you social network, you can hit me up on Facebook, on my Smooth Drama Facebook page. Add me or request to join the group, and I will add you. As well as just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama. You add me, I'll add you back, and we can have meaningful discussion, get to know one another. Oh, man, back. I was at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle. It was kind of awesome. You know, there's nothing like going someplace, meeting new people, and seeing old faces. You know, fans who came back to see what we had this year. I mean, it's always a beautiful thing when people see you and they want more of what you got going. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but having fans, people that just want more of what you got. They see your vision and they're hungry for it. It's a beautiful thing. Now, granted, I do Smooth Drama, and so I have my loyal fans, and I'm appreciative of you. I'm also appreciative of the guests and folks who show me love. In particular, I'm gonna be all tender. I'm gonna have my tender moment here for a second. I got my main man and frequent show guest Raj Hills, who I got to spend some time with. Last year in Long Beach, got his CD, sent me a CD in the mail with a shout out on the inside cover. I was like, I shouted me out. I was like, took all the bass out of my voice, like, it was all I had. Not to break out, I'm lying. I wasn't going to break out in the tears. But, yeah, shout out to my man, Raj Hills. One, for putting out a banging-ass album. I don't listen to a lot of people's music. But this one, I listen to. And not just because I know him. I mean, because I know a few rappers now. But the fact that I know him and we're cool. And he sent me, he took the time and the $2 and, how much was it? $2.67 to send to me. And then shouting me out. And he shouted me out after Ice-T. I was like, I see DJ Quick, DJ Dime, Ice-T, Smooth Drama. I'm like, I have arrived. I am officially a shout out. I don't know what do you call a shout out. I mean, I've always been a fake celebrity, but now I guess it's official. I'm officially an official fake celebrity now. Because I got shout out in the album by a rapper. by the homie. Good luck and out. Now, I kind of have to return the favor. I got to put him in a comic book. It's like one of those things, tit for tat. I'm weird like that. I got to shout him out somehow, some way. We'll figure it out. I got a comic book coming out here real soon. So, I guess somehow, some way, something might happen. So, if you're listening, Raj, payback's coming. I'm gonna save my tears for later. In the meantime, not tears. Although this is something that could bring you to tears, there's a brothel in Barcelona. Now, brothels within themselves mean nothing, right? I mean, because, you know, people have been paying for sex forever, and I guess brothels are the high plight, high, let me use my words right, the high, well, it's not even high class clientele that go to brothels. It's just people who just don't want to get arrested by the cops on the street. Anyway, this brothel in Barcelona is different because it is a sex doll brothel. They offer erotic sessions with sex dolls only. How much do you have to pay to hook up with a sex doll? Whew. You get $127 an hour to hang out with a sex doll. What do you get? There are four big-breasted. Anyway, I can't say it right. Lumi dolls. There's blonde Katie, Asian featured Lily, dark skin Liza, and anime model Aki, who wears blue hair and ponytails. See, once again, I go back to, what was it, a couple years back, my old show host, Miss Drama. She's like, yeah, see, women have sex toys. Men are trying to get rid of women. Now I'm like, girl, you crazy. That ain't never going to happen. It's your argument is foolish. But then, you know, they have the portable pocket pussies. And then, of course, all these proliferation of sex dolls. And sex dolls, I mean, there have been blow-up dolls, and yeah, there are sex dolls that are, I mean, like this one, they're made of silicone, and they have those features. But a brothel, and see, one thing we know about business, right, is you don't open up something without a demand for it. They're opening up a sex doll brothel because there's a demand for it. People are like, you know what? These human females, they, I don't know, they're just not, they're not up to stuff. And what does it say for the women in Barcelona? I mean, the prostitutes, when you get beat out by dolls, I mean, if you're a prostitute, do you like leave Barcelona? I'm just saying, they have a brothel. They don't even want you in there. You're human. It's like the dudes there are like, you know what? Y'all still talk too much. I can't do it. They can't stand talking female. So now they just, I guess, Katie, Lily, Liza, or Aki, they just moan for you. But I don't. It's the craziest thing that I've heard. I mean, it's crazy. And thing about it, they're saying that they get to request clothing and positions for encounters. And they're talking about the clients are asked to use condoms. And I'm like, man. This blows my mind. We don't want women no more. We want sex dolls. There's a brothel for sex dolls. Anyway, moving on to more important things like sex with real people. There's a high-tech condom ring that supposed to measure your sexual performance. The Icon, i.con, is supposed to be the world's first smart condom. It's a device, is a ring that men can wear with a condom during sex to track a number of facts. Now, it's not ready yet, but they're taking early bird registrations. It's going to sell for about $75 when it's released a little bit later on this year. And the Icon is going to track speed, average thrust velocity, duration, skin temperature, girth, calories burned, and frequency of sessions. And I guess apparently you're going to be able to see where you stand against other people because the statistics are going to be tracked via an Icon app. Also, they said Icon is so supposed to be able to sense sexually transmitted diseases. I don't know how that's going to go, but it all sounds so cool and funny at the same time. So what we're talking about here is you get to measure yourself against other folks. Who has the best thrust velocity? Who can last the longest? I mean, skin temperature, girth, calories burned, and frequency of sessions. I don't know the frequency of sessions, how that goes. I mean, because basically, it's rating whether or not you got the ring on. If you don't have the ring on, then it doesn't really matter. But I find that interesting. So basically, you'll be able to say, well, you won't have to say it. The ring is going to track your sexual prowess. I don't know. I'm curious how y'all think about it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sounds interesting, and I'd be curious to see what i.com would be about, and would folks actually, we know people would be making up names, right? But then you start talking about, well, they're going to make up names, but at the same time, you're going to know who you are and how you stack up against anyone else. But now, are they going to cheat? Are they going to use a sex toy and just be pounding with the sex toy? I mean, we don't know. Skewed information. I am curious. And when it comes out, I'd be interested in hell, seeing if I could use it, for one. See where you stack up. It'd be interesting. And I'd be interested to see how other people felt, and ladies in particular. How do y'all feel about this? I mean, do you think it's a good idea? Are you intrigued by it? So, let me know. Hit me up. Seriously, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I am curious to hear what the listeners, male or female, what y'all think about i.com and being able to trace yourself, track yourself, measure yourself up against anyone else. Who's got the best thrust velocity? Speaking of thrust velocity, I'm going a long break here. I'm sure some of you have heard that Remy Ma came home, and I guess she decided she wanted to get at Nicki Minaj. So she went in with the old Nas beat, Ether. I'm a hip-hop guy. You know, I can't help it. So, this is Remy Ma. Sheether.
Free Remy. You know what? Free Remy. Fuck you, Free Remy!
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive on your
Minaj.
Head. Are you dumb? Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Fuck with your soul like Sheba. You ain't the queen, I show you. Like on your ass and belly.
No.
I prove you lost already. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right? I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking crazy. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. Let's be honest. You stole a line about bitches being your son. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns when the only shot you ever took was in your bun. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't fuck you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that he had put in her ass pop. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have box. Did she at least compensate? Start giving you mad pop. Her name Minaj, right? She ain't sold you some bad thoughts. He said, nah. That's when I knew you was really a trash box. You were screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doom. But now that say Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up, threw away my keys, threw away my weed. Snatched me from my son, raised to the back. Fake green, daily news. Her career's over. She was kind of stupid, but she saw an opportunity because you were opportunist. Left your day one because you heard he was on some cheap shit. Then got with the dude that told you on some cheap shit. But what happened to Omeka? Nah, on some G shit. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was a beef that you started. Pull a talking out of your ass. This bitch retarded. Now you gotta die. You dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you. A real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Been so scared of my future. Got this bitch going backwards. Been through mad fools. You disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked his dick, you back with Gucci. Who next puff that or Fizzy? You an A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your shit is a rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghostwriter. And that's why this is my house, no writer. Niggas have seen Drake penning, Wayne penning, and since your first voice and left bitch ain't winning, you an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you pussy galore, James Bond. Only time you touch the triggers when you fuck Trey Songz. Cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you slipping in sea smoke. They gassing you up, but you been on Ebro. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E-ho. Got your ghost writing back, so you think you lit. Rimbalucci, I'm a ghostbuster, bitch. I'm supposed to be scared because you brought your Barbie chain back. I will go to Annie up, you'll get your Barbie chain back. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name back. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma pop this bitch, put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Bonds. I'm the big homie, I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick knows he's getting close like Nick Jonas. Flipping the gauge and blaze off, face off, bitch. Nicolas Cage, you animated like Nickelodeon. You fake bitch. Only the kids believe in you. You say Nick. Now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wildin' out, about to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs acting like you hood? Way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana. She was always happy. She only fronted on Mariah cause Mariah don't cabby. Tried to disrespect Taylor cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Pills every dough girl. When you pick the biscuit up and jealous, but she was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never fuck Wayne. Stupid, I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you. I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nicki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie. Cause you was stuck in his dick and now he's tired of your nookie. You claim you never fucked Drake. Now that's where you took me. You fucked the whole empire. Who you trying to be, cookie? Boogie down Bronx. I come out of the boogie to let you know. Real bitches never lie on these pussies. And stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through the public, which means your money goes through five niggas before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger fuck it. You make like 35 cents off of each sucker. I own my master's, bitch, independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucking worker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, some pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Bitch, I pop 60 and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as dead, bitch. Talking shit about me, you a deaf bitch. And usually, I have sympathy for them pair. But not when you hard to hear me from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me. I'm the bad girl, and she the one out here misleading the black girl. All these thick asses influenced by that girl. Dying from bot surgeries with a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob. Sucking cops for records, captain of the cum squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young bobs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj, do you pay for your brother's wedding? That's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? You're a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie, you is next to kin. Talking about your money long and your foreign sick. Why you ain't help your bro hottest come from foreign sick? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign sick. Thought you could fuck with me by foreign sick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got body by a loving hip hop bitch. Don't ever in your fucking life play with me. That's on the set. You tried it on the Ray Sherman record. You tried it on your little freestyle. They were both duds, just like every other one was dud. Just like this last one was a dud. But what you're not gonna do is keep subbing me. Pun. I sent a fucking headshot. You dead, bitch. Will not lose.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Remy Ma. Cheaper. She was serious. She was very, very serious. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. In the meantime, the Coon Train.
Yeah.
The Coon Train is out in force. You would have thought, but I guess when you had 8 years of black president, Coonan just wasn't gonna come up, right? It's something different when you start talking about cooning. When you have a white president and it's like shucking and dancing. Get my dance on. Get my dance on. Yeah, boss. Boss. See me, boss. Tap dance. How this happens? Well, the latest coon train participants, it's all, you remember that photo that went around with the, everybody was up in arms with the white lady with her feet on the couch, on her knees. They're like, oh, her feet are on the couch. It's the White House couch and her feet are on it. And everybody was having a baby behind that. And I'm like, you ain't see all them folks cooning in the White House office. Like, yeah, boss, we voted for you. Now, where's our money at? To which, nothing happened. Case in point, Morehouse College President John Wilson Jr. He said he initially had high hopes, mainly regarding funding, a.k.a. the payout, because we voted for you, boss. About meeting with the White House, especially since Trump vowed to do more for historically black colleges than previous presidents during Monday's meeting. So the executive order that Trump signed on Tuesday moved the HBCU initiative from under the Department of Education to the White House, which HBCUs have advocated for an expectation of having a more direct line to the president. The executive order, however, did not ensure that funding that many of these HBCUs desperately need, allegedly, said several of them are in danger of closing. Wilson, who says he was expecting at least $500 million to be allocated to the schools, says it's impossible to know if and when the order will have an impact. For example, Barack Obama provided more than $4 billion. Yeah. You know, and so he said, he goes on to say, the meetings were a troubling beginning to what must be a productive relationship. It's like, are you serious? See, this is what happens when you get on the coon train, right? The coon train says that boss, I won't say master, because he's obviously not master, but boss, he's going to take care of it. He said, as y'all remember, when Trump was like, hey, you know what? Why not me? They ain't did nothing for you. Why not me? And so they was like, well, hell, why not? So he went and met with them, shook their hand, you know, shared some chicken with them. I shouldn't have said that, but I'm going to say it. Share some chicken with them. It just, I mean, and then they're all in that picture, and I know you all saw it. Y'all was focused on the whatchamacallit, right? You're focused on the woman with her feet, but you're not focusing on the coon train that's going on all around her, right? Trump is there, and they got all these guys with their hands out, like, we voted for you, Donald. We hooked you up. So now you gonna hook us up, right? Not really. I'm kind of president now. So I'm gonna really need your vote till 4 more years from now when I'm going to tell you, hey, vote for me or I'm gonna close your school. And with the atmosphere that exists now, that is not an empty threat. I just thought it was very, very interesting that you got what you want to call coons cooning. And yeah, I know. Folks be like, well, you're too harsh on them. I mean, they're just doing what they need to do to have their school survive, because they're running these historically black colleges and blah, 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 blah. Which is pretty much what it is. Blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, this dude has told you how he felt, and it's not going to change. Because he don't need to. He's got a mandate from his peoples who put him in office. You did not. And even if you did help put him in office, you don't make up the majority of the people that he got lied to in the first place. Because he don't have to justify his lies to you, coon. The coons get no justification. The coons just get to, hey, thank you. I'll see you 4 years from now. Vote for me, or I'm going to tell everybody I deal. And they're like, okay, boss. And that's it. I mean, it's funny how that goes. And they're all sitting there. Hey, perfect example. You have the healthcare bill, the replacement for Obamacare that they brought out, that pretty much no one likes, not even them. Well, there's some of them who are like, you know what? It wasn't enough of a cut. Like, there were like four senators who were like, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this at all. Because it doesn't cut enough. And here's some of the, what you want to call, details of this bill, right? Is they're one, they're going to cut some of the Affordable Care Act, where Medicaid would one be cut off. Okay. Now you move on to that. They're talking about insurers are gonna like not even deal with it, because there's no reason for them to involve themselves in it, because they make no money off of it. Now another one is showing how the Medicaid expansion would go away by 2020, which would of course lead to eventual loss of access and reduce affordability for the nation's most vulnerable, meaning people like you and I, the thousandaires. Y'all know I talk about the thousandaires, right? Those people who, shit, they don't get any breaks whatsoever. So we're on the thousandaires. The AARP is saying it's a sweetheart deal for drug makers and insurers, saying it would weaken Medicare, raise costs for seniors, and cut Medicaid. Now, you look at all the groups that come out against it, even Republican senators are against it, but that's because they feel like it should be more cuts against poor people. I mean, because all of this is cuts against poor people. Poor people are the people who suffer in this endeavor. It is the ticking time bomb. that just is ready to blow any moment now. Hell, one of the representatives, Jason Chaffetz out of Utah, was like, you know what? If you can't afford the coverage under President Donald Trump's newly proposed health care law, don't buy an iPhone. he was like, here's what's got to happen. Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. So rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest in their own health care. They've got to make those decisions themselves. And I was sitting up there like, man, that is so right. You can't really argue with that. What's more important, your health or a new phone? I was like, man, that's so right. You know, because we talk about perspective. What is the perspective here? Perspective is what's important to you, your health or the new phone. You know, it's no big deal. I mean, people get phones all the time. People change phones and phone numbers like, I don't know, it's almost like brushing your teeth, depending on who you are, because some people don't brush. I met up with some of them at Emerald City this weekend. It was quite horrific, actually. Just holding you hostage behind the booth, just talking to you, and murdering you at the same time, making my eyebrows wilt. But that's a whole nother story. For another time. But the point is, we're talking about health and what's really, really important. There's the semantics of it all, where you hear a guy like Senator Chaffetz, and he says, hey, you know what? It's your choice. You can spend it on this, you can spend it on that. And we see people spend their money on foolish stuff all the time. We know rims. I got that booming system. And I got these nice tires. And you know, folks hook up their stuff, but they live with their moms and they ain't been to the dentist, haven't had a checkup in forever and a day. And that's what we're talking about. That's what he's talking about. I can believe it, but I can't believe that I'm agreeing with a dude who was saying it to be a dick. Because, you know, these guys are dicks. Because they have health care that you and I, the thousandaires, pay for. You know, they went on in the article to talk about how he's the 300 and something poor senator, something like that. And it's like, okay, that's okay, except for he's still doing pretty well. He's making 300,000+ a year. So it's not like he's missing meals. You know, if you're making 300,000+ a year to vote like, what, 5-6 times maybe a year, you're doing all right with yourself. It's one of those things. What was the perspective? What is the perspective? We talk about what's important, what's not important. And quite frankly, that's not important. You know, your health is. Everything else is secondary, I think. But I could be wrong. On that note, I'm going on another break. I'm throwing a shout out once again to my main man Raj Hill, who gave me the shout out on the album. I'm touched. And if you're listening, man, I'm over here crying like real tears. But then it was like also on the album cover, he didn't have his shirt on again. And it's like the whole, I guess the joke is Raj never wears a shirt. Although I saw him at Long Beach Comic Con, he had a shirt on, so it was probably a little uncomfortable for him. Anyway, this is my main man, Raj Hill, featuring Prince Marky D, Pop Tonight.
And the fat boys are back. The motivation, Kelly Rowland,
woo!
Destiny's Child.
Girl, you got me open.
Katy Perry smile, you sexy, I just wanna go. Baby, you a star. Can I buy you a drink from the bar? Why you laughing? Cause I'm rock hard. But that's the feeling your body makes say,
oh, God.
Can I take a picture?
Hey, now.
Wanna get with ya? They say a pic worth a thousand words, but body language mean a whole lot more. Ooh, she's shaking it fast like ass to a podcast. Girl, do the math. Then drop it down slow like red light, green light. Tell me when to go. House party, a club, I say lift it. Could you be my mistress? My main girl, side chick, all in one big three. Call me D-Wade Boss James, but call me King when I make you scream my name. I'm a hustler, addicted to the prime time, fiend for the money. Celebrate the good life. Don't make dollars, it don't make sense. DJ Quick said don't need it, but that lady is delicious.
Hold up, the fat boys are back. And you know they can never be wrong.
She looking like a short stack for my hot word. I'm wild. She can get it in the back of the mic box. A front seat of the Lambo. You see, I came to get it popping like Stallone and Rambo. And I really don't think she can handle. I'm going to break it down, demo it and dismantle. Pull up the KOD and the LFA. Tell L we need about 10 rosés and about 10 bands and ones. Tonight we gon' blow your yearly income. And when you come to King of Diamonds, bruh, that's my house. I get love from the realest in the north and south.
Hold on.
Old school rapper with a hot 16.
Yeah.
All up in my bag like models with Maybelline.
Okay.
16 done, I'ma slide the mic. For me and Hill, we bout to make it pop tonight.
Can we pop tonight?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right
tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the line? What's the line?
Yeah. Baby, I'm not faded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Now my finishing move, make a scream.
Fatality.
Next Mortal Kombat, she sleep. Casualty, PH-18. Girl, you hot. She like you's a fat boy and all the right spot. Royally, we royalty, Prince of Rock. She bring it three more, girl.
Menage a trois.
Together you got Smooth Drama.
Welcome back to Menage a Trois. Anyway, Smooth Drama with your host 347-826-7435. Once again, welcome back to Smooth Drama. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. That was my main man, Raj Hill, Pop Tonight. Speaking of popping, you know, one thing I always got to get popping is that good old-fashioned Groundhog Day. Yeah, I don't know. If you don't know what the Groundhog Day is, as I always describe it, Groundhog Day is something that happens in America that is just not right. And it always happens. Like, always happens. Not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time. It's like that Bill Murray movie. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it, Groundhog Day. Where he goes through the same thing day after day after day. And it gets annoying to him. And then he goes about trying to change it. Well, what is annoying that just not going to get changed? A U.S. judge on Tuesday ruled against Native American tribes seeking to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. The oil is getting ready to flow. And Judge Jane Boasberg of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia rejected the tribe's request for an injunction to withdraw permission issued by the Army Corps for the last link of the oil pipeline under the Lake Oha in North Dakota. Native Americans being screwed over. It's kind of Groundhog Day. Par for the course. Right? I mean, has there ever been a time when the Native Americans haven't been screwed over? It's like a day-to-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute proposition. So, Groundhog Day. United States judges ruling against the tribes for trying to stop them from polluting that terrible piece of land that they got stuck on when all their good land was taken from them. No biggie. Just Groundhog Day. Just something that happens all the time. I mean, it's sort of like how you have people who scapegoat Attorney General Jeff Sessions. We talked about Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, and how he wants to talk about marijuana. And you know, after Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, told reporters to expect stricter enforcement of the federal pot law, Jeff Sessions came out with some remarks of his own. And I quote, "I believe it's an unhealthy practice, and current levels of THC in marijuana are very high compared to what they were a few years ago. And we're seeing real violence around that. Experts are telling me there's more violence around marijuana than one would think, and there's big money involved." Now, now he goes on, of course, to say, "I think there's a big difference between medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana," to which I would say, yeah, because medical marijuana and recreational marijuana are different because nothing. There's absolutely no difference. People have a marijuana card, or as we affectionately like to call it, a weed card. They have a weed card because they want to recreationally smoke marijuana and not have to worry about somebody coming to bust through their door. Who's that peeking in my window? Pow. Yeah. That. They just want to smoke weed. Once again, we have folks who want to say weed is the bad guy. Now, the fact that I have to sit here and talk about it and quote unquote defend it, it just, because I don't smoke. I've never had a smoke. If you know me, you know I'm the square that's not a square. Is that, it's like a square that's not a square. Is that like a circle that's not a circle? But I digress. Anyway, the fact is, I don't even care. But I care. It's the conundrum of statements, right? I care, but I don't care. If you smoke, you smoke. Cool. If you don't smoke, you don't smoke. Cool. But most of the people that I know that smoke, they get irritable when they can't smoke. And that's it. As far as the violence, them out there, alcohol, people get beer muscles. Nobody gets weed muscles. People get beer muscles. How many people we done seen get that beer, vodka, whatever the hell they drinking muscles? I mean, that's when they set it off. They go crazy when they be on that alcohol. Once again, we know. And I mean, I'm just talking about just casual observation. Casual observation says what? When you see them, Aiden smoke, they're chilling, and your worry is, shit, they gonna eat everything I got if they're at your house. It's like your chips are in danger. Now, you get some fools drinking, they get to talking stupid, acting stupid, and they are ready to beat your ass. Folks will cap you. I am still waiting to see the two folks smoking weed arguing. You know, I mean, we get it. Oh, man, you tripping. Ain't no way. You gonna, shh, man, pass me that shit. All right. Oh, man, you don't even understand. Because I'm just trying to tell you. What was you trying to tell me? I don't even know, dog. Let me hit that. I mean, it's kind of how weed smokers argue. They didn't smoke weed. They ain't coming for you. Drinking that alcohol? Or hell, what we always hear about, we're feeling sorry for these. Supposedly we're feeling sorry for, I don't feel sorry for them, the opioid epidemic that they keep talking about. That I don't care anything about. But that's kind of where we're at. Stuff that's not important, that's not an issue, are an issue. But Flint, Michigan. Y'all remember that place? Flint, Michigan, 2014. The water is really, 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 really bad since 2014. So, what's happening with Flint, Michigan? Aside from the fact that we have approved the pipeline to ruin some more water, but nobody's made a move since 2014, I might add. Nobody's made a move to fix Flint. So what did they do in Flint, Michigan? They said there's so much lead in children's blood that a state of emergency is declared. Now, think about that for a second. A state of emergency is declared. Why? because there's so much lead in children's blood. Now, to me, that is a serious issue. Repealing Obamacare and pipelines, they're kind of not emergencies, but they got ruled on real quick. Just like that, pipeline was up. Took Donald Trump a week. I mean, he ain't even hear nothing from nobody. I mean, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm trying to get paid. What you talking about? He passed it. The city of Flint, the mayor, Karen Weaver, declared a state of emergency, saying the city of Flint has experienced a man-made disaster. No biggie. Okay? It's still only 1,000 there. Nobody cares. And speaking of nobody cares, in Maryland, 93, which is 93%, I'm not even going to do all that because they be quoting stats. I don't care about that. We going to talk about something that happened where school teachers were asked to take down pro-diversity posters from classrooms because they perceived them as political and anti-Trump. Now, I'm going to stay stuck on that statement for a second. And let's see if you caught that. Take down pro-diversity posters from classroom because they're perceived as political and anti-Trump. So, anti-Trump is diversity. You understand that? Trump stands for no diversity. So if you have posters that are promoting diversity, you are going against the President of the United States. How rough is that? Where you are considered a bad person because, hell, you want to be fair to everybody. I mean, that is the craziest ever, right? You are in violation because you think everybody should have an equal chance. Diversity. Everything and everybody should be equal. But no. No, that's anti-Trump there, baby. Diversity. What you talking about? You need no diversity. Diversity is for chumps. That's what they're saying. Diversity is for suckers. Who the hell needs diversity? Ain't that a message for the kids? We are not for diversity. Because if you're for diversity, you don't support the government. That's what you're saying. The kids is rolling to school with that. On that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. I'll see y'all in a couple days. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.